This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Today we're going to go back in a journey which is so interesting, nice, beautiful, but full of challenges, and teaches us a lot of lessons, each one of us, young and old, man and a woman. It's the life story of the most beloved person to our beloved Rasul, alayhi salatu wasalam, and that is no one other than Sayyida Aisha. She's Aisha bint Abi Bakr, the daughter of Sayyida Ruman. She grew up in a Muslim house. The father is the companion and the beloved companion of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Originally, she's from Quraysh. She was born about 40 years before Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam became prophet. She is the favorite daughter of her father, Sayyidina Abu Bakr. The uniqueness about Sayyida Aisha is how she was described. And if you look at the books talking about her, you'll get at least 10 unique, special criteria that every woman, every man, every woman would love to have someone describe them with all these. So let's go through them. First thing, she's beautiful. And she was described as delicate, her body figure. She aspired high. She always wanted to have more, but not in dunya, in akhirah. She was extremely observant, described as has impeccable memory, noticeably intelligent, articulate, knowledgeable. And this is one of her landmarks. And her knowledge is not only knowledge of deen, and many of us will say, of course, she grew up in the household of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. But she had knowledge of poem, dentistry, and medicine, to the point she was asked, we can understand you have all the knowledge about religion, fiqh, hadith, but how do you know about medicine? And she said, I used to watch when the tribes and Bedouins came to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and asked him, and he tell them and teaches them a prophetic medicine, and I learned from that. Observant. She was also described as very charitable. The famous story when she was fasting, and she was described as she fasted a lot. And then this incident is at the time of Sayyidina Umar. He sent to them, let's say, the allowance of the month. And then she had her helper and she said, send it to people. She was fasting. The time of iftar came in and she looked at her helper and says, bring us the food. And she said, we have nothing. Then the helper said, why didn't you keep some of this money so we can go and get some food? And she responded, why didn't you remind me? Subhanallah. She was also described as playful. Another famous story about her that she raced to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam twice in his life. One, when she was younger, and she won. And then later on, again they race, and he won. And he laughed, alayhi salatu wasalam, and looked at her and said, this one for that one. She used to ask questions, and we as nation, as ummah, learned a lot from these questions. For example, she went to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and she said, Ya Rasulullah, you gave all your wives what they call it kunya, nickname. I want you to give me a nickname, or what is the nickname you want to give me? And he actually called her Ummu Abdullah, the mother of Abdullah. For all the women out there, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decree that you don't have children, listen to this. The woman, most beloved woman, the most famous woman in Islam, did not have children, although she was the youngest of the wives of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And if you read on the commentary of that, they'll tell you, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take an obvious blessing from you, rest assured, He will give you a better one. And what did He give her? All the knowledge, all the love of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, all what she did for this nation, for this ummah. She also had a sense of humor. And she said to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam one day that there are horses that has two wings. And he said, a horse with two wings? And she said, yes. Sayyidina Sulaiman had a horse with two wings. And he laughed and he said, you're right. Now, whenever we see couple married, most of us will ask, how did you get married? So how did they get married? Alayhi salatu wasalam with Sayyida Aisha. It was none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he actually told her that. You were shown to me in a dream twice. And in one of them, I saw a picture on a piece of silk. And then when I lifted to see who is this picture, it was you. And once he saw the dream, he sent to Abu Bakr asking for her hand. What kind of a life they lived. It's described that she was the supporter of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah replaced the loss of Sayyida Khadija, which was the supporter of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, with the presence of Sayyida Aisha. Tomorrow, inshallah, we will continue with another milestone of the legacy of this woman.